children, my children, my children that I birthed myself. My children born of my spirit, listen and hearken to me. For the path I've called you to shall not be marked with possible signs. They shall be marked with impossible signs. And those are the very works that you're to show the world, that they may finally believe that I have sent the Savior and that he dwells in you. Hearken to no impossible signs anymore, says your Father. Even now I speak to your situation because you have raised it to me and you've asked me, but you've not matured yet to the point to use the sword of the Spirit as I commanded. So I am merciful and long-suffering, and I will bail you out again. But in this season for revival, obey the instructions I've given. Complete the purging process. Because in that process is not only a walk of holiness and righteousness, but in that process is a walk of possibility that the world says is not possible. And when they see the impossible being done through you, because of the purging, you refuse to take the glory. And you say, let me tell you about Jesus. He is the anointed one that lives in me. And what you're seeing is the Father's work and not my own. And then, they will glorify your Father. They will glorify me, says the Lord. And revival will rage, not only in this land, but it will rage around this world. For this very cause, I have not ended this dispensation, because I desire the sincere, the fruit, the great harvest. I desire souls, says the Lord. I'm calling you to be the lights that I've made you to be. Let my works flow through you, that men may see them and know. They know you have no power of your own and you refuse to take any glory. Then they'll only have one conclusion. Your God must be God. There is the revival of truth, soundness of mind, and sanity, says the Lord. Be not neutralized by anything that the enemy would send. Be not neutralized by what you see, hear, or even feel. Be not neutralized by anything apart from my word. My word is truth. And you shall walk in it, says the Spirit of your Father.